happens. Your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
Premier Tommy Ntuli has warned parents not to accept fines from perpetrators in cases of statutory rape. He's made the call during the launch of the KZN multi-sectoral strategy to curb child and teenage pregnancies on the South Coast. He says the traditional practice of paying a fine or damages to the family of a woman who falls pregnant out of wedlock is being misused. The Premier highlighted cases of statutory rape where girls under the age of consent become pregnant. He says the province continues to record high pregnancy rates among girls aged 10 to 19, which increase the risk of HIV and disrupt schooling. And Tulis added that by accepting fines, some parents are making it harder to hold perpetrators accountable. Speaking at the Rain-Konyeni municipality yesterday, he said the strategy is to reduce teen pregnancies and prevent gender-based violence through education, support and community engagement in various departments.
Schools, they are the first point of entry because the majority of the young girls and young boys are there in schools. But even the youth out of school has to be targeted in different ways, and we'll be roping in all the stakeholders, including the priests, so that even in churches this becomes a subject. Every stakeholder that has a platform to engage the society, or the youth, women, young girls and boys, has to come on board.
ArcelorMittal South Africa has filed for leave to appeal a Labour Court ruling ordering the reinstatement of retrenched workers at its Newcastle and Vereeniging plants. Metalworkers Union NUMSA secured an interdict compelling the steel manufacturer to reopen talks under its January notice or issue a fresh retrenchment notice. The production giant maintained that it has complied with all its obligations to consult fairly during the wind-down process. It says that it had no other option but to place the long steel business into care and maintenance. And Hurricane Melissa is heading towards eastern Cuba after crossing Jamaica as the strongest storm ever to hit the Caribbean nation in modern history. The storm is strengthened to a Category 4, sustaining wind speeds of more than 120 kilometers per hour. Melissa is responsible for 7 deaths, 3 in Jamaica during storm preparations, 3 in Haiti and 1 in the Dominican Republic. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness has told CNN that the island has been declared a disaster area.
The reports that we have had so far would include damage to hospitals, significant damage to residential property, housing and commercial property as well, and damage to our road infrastructure. But we have mounted a very credible and strong preparation and recovery strategy.
We've got an advisory for hot and humid weather, resulting in extremely uncomfortable conditions over the extreme northeastern parts of KZN today. Then there's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms in the northwest and western areas. Forecasters say we can expect heavy downpours, excessive lightning, damaging winds and hail, which could lead to flooding and damaged property. Durban's reaching a high of 25 degrees, Maritzburg 26, Richards Bay 31. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.